That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. As you know, poor Lum unintentionally talked himself into being asked to give a skating exhibition of the Saturday night box supper and roller skating party. And then, with Abner's doubtful aid, Lum spent the 2 days preceding the affair trying to master the art of roller skating, with no success whatsoever. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store telling Grandpappy Spears all about the colorful Saturday night party.
Listen. Yeah, I tell you, Grandpappy, we just ought to have been there Saturday night.
Yeah, I wish now I would have went.
Oh, that Lum was the out-cappingest thing you ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he got out there in the middle of the floor and put on the dadgumdest roller skating exhibit that's ever been put on, I do believe.
Well, I'll be a monkey's pigeon toed uncle.
Yeah, sort of a comical exhibit, you might call it, I reckon.
Well, sir, I never knowed Lum could even roller skate.
I never knew. Facts is, a few days ago, he acted like he never knowed how. He was having me try to learn him here at the store.
Just fooling, huh?
Oh, it must have been. More like they wanted to surprise me and everybody else, you know.
Well, that sounds like old Lum.
Yeah, why, even up to Saturday night, he kept trying to make out like he couldn't skate. He'd taken Miss Emmeline, you know, and he wouldn't even skate with her. Just sat there in a corner with his skates on all evening.
Just putting on, huh?
Yeah. And when they called on him to get out there and give his exhibit, why, he acted like he weren't going to do it. Fact is, I had to stand him up and shove him right out there on the floor.
For the law me sake.
But once he got out there, my dog, if he'd done some of the outdoing skating I ever seen. Turned and twisted and twirled and done flip-flops, skated on 1 foot, and I don't know what all.
Oh, I wished I could have saw that. Why in tarnation didn't I go?
Yeah, you sure missed something, I'll say that.
Reckon we could get him to do it again?
Well, I don't know. He seems to be pretty modest about this skating.
Well, now, that part don't sound like Lum, that modest business.
No, it don't. But somehow or other, he's sensitive about his skating. Facts is, he wound up his act by diving right out of a window there at the pavilion. We never did see him again.
Dived out of a window?
Yeah.
Right through the glass?
Well, no, there ain't no glass in them windows out there. It's a sort of an open-air pavilion, I reckon you'd call it.
Oh, well, you mean he never showed up again after that?
No, no. And you ought to hear it, everybody clap and cheer and whistle and stomp their feet trying to get him to come back and put on an encore.
But he wouldn't do it, huh?
No, no. Just too modest, looks like. Me and Elizabeth had to take Miss Emmeline home. Fact is, Lum never even showed up at church yesterday. And it's too bad he never, because everybody was talking about it.
I know it.
Everybody said it was the wonderfulest skating they'd ever seen, and the funniest.
Yeah, that's where I heard about it. That's why I come over here to ask you about it this morning. Just couldn't believe it.
No.
Lum never seemed to me like the athletics type.
Well, he never did to me, neither. But I dog as I've changed my mind. There's the spryest one human in the world. Regular jackrabbit on wheels, that's what he is.
Well, what I can't see is why they ever called on him to give an exhibit in the first place.
Well, see, he was bragging to Miss Emmeline one day and told her that he was a roller skating champion Oklahoma. I thought he was just joshing at the time, but I can see now he must have been telling the truth.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Why, sure.
Well, sir, you just never can tell about people.
No.
Can't tell how fat a rooster is by looking at him in the face. I've always said that.
Well, that's right.
To look at old Lum, you never in this world would think... Wait a minute. Who's that old man heading across the street there? See how it's on her? All bent over, carrying a cane.
Oh.
Looks familiar.
No, I don't believe I... Why, that's Lum.
Lum?
Yes, sir.
A skating champ?
Yeah.
All bent over that way?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I bet you I know. That's just another one of his acts he's putting on.
Oh.
You know, I believe that Lum's getting to be a sort of a comical feller.
Yeah, a card, huh?
Yeah. That's right. I'm sort of glad to see it, too, Grandpa. Lum's always been such a solemn sort of a feller. I'm just glad to see him liven up a little.
Yeah, he's always been too serious. It's a good change for him, I believe.
Yeah, more like this on account of Miss Emily. The way them two are getting along now, you know. Here he comes.
They're doing good now.
Oh, yes, they're in love, I reckon.
Well,
Lum says they are. I bet that old Lum, he'll have a joke of some sort to tell.
Yeah, more likely.
Yeah, howdy, champ, old boy.
Oh, me.
Look at him, Grandpa. Acting like he's 110-year-old.
He killed me.
Yeah, what are you using that cane for, Lum?
To stand up with, naturally.
Hear that, Grandpa?
Yeah, I hear.
What a fine howdy-do. Stand there laughing at a man that's practical dying.
Listen to that practical dying.
Cut it out, Lum. You're killing us.
Oh,
Lummy. All right, just cut that out now. I know what you and everybody else thinks about me.
And you deserve it too, Lum.
Well, maybe I do, but I'd just as leave not hear any more about it.
See how modest he is.
Yeah, when are you going to put on another exhibit, Lum?
All right, Grandpap, you can just cut that out now.
No use, Grandpap. He's just too modest.
Abner, cut out that whispering and get me some pillars.
Pillars? What do you want them for?
You know good and well what I want them for. I want to sit down.
Huh?
And hurry up before I fall down.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just joshing that, huh?
Yeah, I reckon that trick skating does sort of wear a feller out.
All right, Grandpap, that's enough of that.
Sorry I missed it, Lum. Everybody was talking about it at church yesterday.
That's just what I figured, and that's why I never went.
Yeah, sir, I don't know why you feel that way, Lum. Personal, I like to have folks cast compliments at me.
Compliments?
Yeah, everybody swore up and down that was the greatest act they'd ever saw.
Listen, Grandpappy, if you think you're joshing anybody, you can just stop right now.
I ain't joshing. You already heard all the nice things they said about you. Just ask Abner there.
Yeah, Lum, they bragged on you something wonderful. Even more Miss Emmeline done the other night after you left. Here's your pillars.
Yeah. Put them in the rocker there.
Oh, yeah, but...
Get the cat out
of
there.
Get out of here, Geraldine. Get on back there to your kitten's house. Get on. Now.
You say Miss Emmeline bragged on me?
Why, sure. Yes, sir. You're her hero, Lum.
Well, if that don't beat all.
Lum, I want you to tell me something. Now, be honest. So what did you keep that from me for? Why didn't you tell me you could skate like that? Well, I never dreamed you could do it.
Well, to be honest... I never neither till Saturday night.
And you sure must have cut a fancy figure the way folks was talking about
it. Oh, wonderful.
Well, Grandpap, the whole thing's a mistake. I never could skate, and I still can't.
Why, Lum Edwards, how can you sit there and say a thing like that after the way you spin and twisted around on that floor the other night? Any man that could do that, that shows he's an expert. You're bound to be, Lum.
Well, I'm telling you, I ain't no expert. Fur from it.
Oh, now, Lum, you're just being too modest. That's your whole trouble.
Abner, you've got to believe me. Can't you see I'm telling the truth?
Oh.
Always before, I've sort of exaggerated about things, and every time I done it, it got me in trouble. But I'm done with all that now.
Oh, sit's talk.
I am, from now on, I'm telling the truth regardless.
Well, gentlemen.
Howdy, Squire.
How's everybody this fine day? How's our skating champion?
Now, listen, Squire.
By George, Lum, I want to compliment you.
Huh?
That was, without a doubt, the cleverest, most intricate skating act that I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of them, too.
Well, Squire, to be right...
Well, when I was with the Sneed and Reedy Vaudeville Circuit, we had skating acts galore, Lum. But I'll swear none of them compared with yours. Especially when you consider your age.
And to think I missed it.
Let me finish, Grandpap.
Go ahead.
Lum, I've talked this over with both the school board members and Miss Emmeline. So I'm coming to you with full authority. We want you, Lum, to be the school coach.
Well, it's a coach.
Yes, the coach, Lum. The athletic ability that you displayed the other night convinced us without a doubt that you're the man we need over there at the school.
Well, yeah, but Squire...
As you know, Lum...
I'm just a skater.
Well, Lum, anybody that can skate like that can do anything in the way of athletics. And, as you know, the Pine Ridge football team, Lum... hasn't made much of a showing the last few years. It took quite a drubbing from Hatfield last Saturday, in fact. 77-0, I believe the score was.
Yeah, I think they kicked onto our signals.
Well, there was some argument about some of the referees' decisions, but it was their football we were using. We couldn't say much. But, Mom, I think it would do the town a world of good to have an up-and-coming football team here. Be good for business. Put the town on the map, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that, Squire.
Well, fine, Lum. That's what we want to hear you say. Put her there, Coach. Now, we'll all be rooting for you, too.
Well, honest, Squire, I don't believe I'm the man for the job.
Don't listen to him, Squire. He's just too modest for his own good. He's been that way all day.
Abner, keep out of this.
See there, what I tell you, Squire?
Yes, I know, but... Lum, we're thoroughly convinced that we've got our man. And we know that you'll lead the pink and green on to victory. Men, the school song. Onward, Pine Ridge, onward, Pine Ridge. Hail to the pink and green. We will fight and fight and fight. Oh, hail to the pink and green. Rah, rah, rah!
Well, now it's Coach Edwards. I wonder, will poor Lum's life never settle down into a normal, peaceful routine? Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.